Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody lift your hand as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. This is the day the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, yes, our God is worthy of our praise. Our God is awesome. When we look around us and we think about all the goodness in our lives, we know it has to be an almighty God. Even when you look outside, if you're on the East Coast and you see the snow on the ground, it's been cold, it's been windy, it's been warm, the sun's been out, it's been a mixture of a whole lot of things. And only a God, an almighty God, a creator of the heavens and the earth could do what's happening right now. So we thank the Lord. We thank the Lord for this day, for new mercies. This day, for if it had not been for the Lord on our side, I can tell you if it had not been for the Lord on my side, I don't know where I would be. Today is Wednesday, February the 18th, 2015. Oh, the month is slipping out of here. It's getting out of here. Just think, we've been through half of February. So we bless God and we just say hallelujah, hallelujah. It's good to be on this side of heaven, hallelujah, where we can praise the Lord, where we can help somebody, where we can tell somebody about the goodness of Jesus. He's just so good to us and he loves you. My brothers and my sisters, I cannot tell you how much God loves you. But when you look at the cross and when you think about Jesus, you ought to feel his love. You ought to be able to embrace his love. You ought to be able to embrace his forgiveness and just say, thank you, Jesus. That alone will cause us to bow down and worship him because of who he is. Oh, I tell you, I am happy in my spirit today, just so happy in my spirit. I am Evangelist Reverend Thelma Cephas, and this is Living in the Grace of God Ministry. I'm just a voice proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ. I thank God that I'm a vessel. I'm a vessel, and I will continue to make myself available that God might get the glory. Jesus is Lord. He is Lord. God has exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. Every name. It is above the name of Abraham. It is above the name of Isaac. It is above the name of Moses. It is above the name of kings and queens and presidents. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. To the glory of God the Father. So if you know Jesus today and the pardon of your sin, if he's your Savior, if he's your Lord, just raise your hands and just say, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Well, I do want to read one of my favorite scriptures this morning. And I know some of you probably say, oh, she just reads the same old scriptures. But it tells a story in itself. And so we need to be reminded sometimes who we are. And here in Psalms 100, we had these words, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands, joyful noise. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endureth to all generations. So we thank God for the truth with which is his word. Hallelujah. It's from generation to generation. It does not change. It is God's word, and it speaks to every heart, every mind, every spirit that has the mindset to want to fellowship with the living God. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, I just thank you this day, God. I thank you for the spirit of the living God. Holy Spirit, we need you right now. You are our teacher. You are the one that is speaking to us. You are the one that is encouraging us. You are the one that is lifting us up, God. So we just say thank you today. Father, for all of my listeners, wherever they are, Father, whatever part of the world they're in, God, I just ask you, Father, leave a blessing behind in the name of Jesus, a blessing, a miraculous blessing, Father. Bring about a change. Bring about a transformation in the name of Jesus. I do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Oh, he's good this morning. He's mighty, mighty good. You know, if I had to tell you today to think on something, I would tell you to think on this because God dropped it in my spirit last night. And I mean, it came so quickly. I think I just said, you know, Lord, what are we going to talk about tomorrow? And it was just like instantly, almost immediately, the word spoke to my heart and said, God's lateness. Is not always a denial. It is not always a denial. It's not always a no-no. God's lateness. But it is something that will strengthen us. God's lateness. We always got to believe that God is going to do what we have asked him to do. Otherwise, we begin to doubt, and otherwise, we begin to question. And I'm not going to read a whole lot of scriptures. I'm just going to briefly touch on a couple of situations that are in the Bible to help us to understand this. And even when we look at Joseph, I don't know whether many of you have read the Old Testament, but when we look at Joseph, remember Joseph? Joseph is a descendant of Abraham and Isaac. In fact, he is the son of Jacob. He's one of 12 sons. And God had a plan for his life. And yet it was not an easy life. He had many ups and downs. He had many trials and tribulations. I would say the average person would want to give up if they had to go through what David went through. I mean, you know, he lived in the midst of his brothers who envied him because he was a dreamer, and he told them their dream. But his brothers, they just disliked him. Can you imagine your own siblings not wanting to have anything to do with you, and you're not grown yet, you're still a young person. You know, and when he went out, his father sent him out to look for his brothers. His brother was out there taking care of the sheep, and yet his brothers saw him, and they began to plot against him. But Reuben didn't plot, but they were beginning to plot against him, talking about killing him and doing something, and Reuben said, no, we can't kill him. So then they came up with another plan. And they took his coat, his father. They believed that Joseph was the father's favorite son. He was the youngest son. And sometimes, you know, the youngest son can get our attention. The oldest and the youngest child can get our attention. And sometimes those in the middle, we become I don't even know what the word is. But we love them all. But sometimes we have a tendency to show favoritism. But this was not about favoritism. But instead, his brothers threw him into a pit. Thank God there was no water in the pit, and then they sold him to the Ishmaelites for 20 pieces of silver, 20 pieces. And then they went back home and lied to their dad. So they didn't know where he was when they brought the coat back. They believe he might have been killed. But you know what? God's denial is not always a no. And so then he was sold into Egypt. And we know the story, how the lady pretended he had raped her and all the things that went on. But we know on the end that what? God was with Joseph. He was with him, and God turned things around for Joseph. And Joseph, hallelujah, is evidence for us that if we just hold on, because God don't answer them immediately, but when we have the peace of God, he has already answered. Already answered. But there's another testimony in the Bible that I like, and because we're talking about God's lateness, it's not always a denial. Even when we think about the individuals that was at the pool of Bethesda that's over there in John chapter 5. Think about it. It was like a hospital or like a nursing home, and yet a whole lot of folk were there with all kinds of problems, all kinds of problems, health problems. And yet Jesus showed up on the scene. And you know what? That man had not even sent for Jesus. He was waiting for an angel. But Jesus came by. But the one thing we need to remember was that this individual was in this condition for 38 long years. That's a long time. That's a long time to be sick. A long time not to be able to go and come. A long time. But yet, Jesus' lateness, God's lateness, is not always a no. It is not always a denial. We got to be looking for the little blessings that's in the midst of it. Just think, even though that man could not walk, he could not move from that place, he was still in the land of the living. Long as you're in the land of the living, there's always hope for your situation. Always hope. Or just give him a hand. Just give him a hand clap, because there's always hope for our situation. And then there's another story, another testimony about the power of God. The power of God, because, you know, Jesus told a man to pick up his bed and walk. After 38 years, Jesus came by and just said, pick up your bed and walk. And Jesus is going to come by and tell you something. Are you going to be able to hear? Are you going to be able to be obedient? You know, I went to the hospital on Monday to visit an individual who had been sick, about 30 days or so, an elderly lady. And she's had some trying days, some trying nights. It's been a close call to death, but she is still in the land of the living. And when I saw her, hallelujah, Jesus, she just perked right on up. It wasn't so much me, but she knew within herself she was going to hear a word from the Lord. But in the midst of our conversation, she told me, she said, I want you to know, last night in my sleep, she said, an angel came by and told me, I'm going to be okay. God's going to give me another chance. You see, she had been sick for about 30 days, almost near death. But the messenger of God came by and told her, you're going to live. Hallelujah, Jesus. We got to be ready to hear from the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But the testimony of Lazarus, everybody knows about Lazarus, Mary and Martha's brother, the one that they said that Jesus loved. That's how they described him. You know, Jesus loved him so much that he cried. He wept when he heard. But he knew that if Lazarus had died, that he was going to raise him from the dead. Jesus knew. They did not know. But he kept telling them to know that he was the resurrection and the life. And you know what? We got some things in our lives that we believe that are dead. But they're not dead. There's life there. It's hidden. It is hidden to the natural eye. But to the spiritual man, it is not hidden. We just got to speak to those things in the mighty name of Jesus. I want you to remember today, God's lateness is not always a denial. It is not always a no. It is not always a no. We must remember that. Remember the testimony of Lazarus. He had been in the grave for 4 days. And Mary and Martha and all of them knew by now that his flesh had decayed and that he was stinking. And we got some stinking things in our lives. Hallelujah. But Jesus wants to clear them up. He wants to remove them. He wants life in our lives. Life. Not just life, but life more abundantly. And he is the only one who can do this. So we say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Nothing but the awesomeness of God. And he spoke to Lazarus, who had been in the grave for 4 days. And he said unto him, he spoke unto the grave clothes, and told the grave clothes to loose him, to loose him. And I want you to be encouraged today, because God is going to loose some things in your life. Only you know what needs to be loose. Only you know what needs to be taken away, what needs to be cut away. But God is the one that is able to do it. I want you to know today that the scriptures say, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not faint. Don't be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Oh, my brothers and my sisters, oh, continue to trust in the Lord, and he will deliver you. He will bring you out. And then we find in Psalms 27, we find these words, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Don't ever be discouraged in your waiting. In the midst of your waiting, you got to continue to do those things that would keep your spirit alive and your hope alive in Jesus. You got to continue, if you're looking for a job, you got to continue to knock on those doors and fill out those applications. If you're in treatment for something, you might have to continue your treatment. You might have to continue to go to the doctor, but you wait on the Lord. Let him be in the midst of everything that's happening. Oh, it's good, it's good. He says what? Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways, and he shall direct your path. And I like this scripture. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth. To him that knocketh, it shall be opened. My brothers and sisters, it's all about faith. Who are you going to trust? It's all about faith. God said, without faith, it is impossible to please him. And if we diligently seek him, hallelujah, Jesus, he said he will leave a blessing behind. I know that's not what the Bible says. So let me go and find it in Hebrews. Hebrews, and read it the way it is. Hallelujah, Jesus. Just give me a second or two because I'm going over here and find it. In the book of Hebrews, and it, read it the way the Lord has it. Hebrews 11. But without faith, it is impossible to please him, and that him is God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So my brothers and my sisters, I want to encourage you to continue to seek the Lord. Don't give up on the Lord because you didn't get an answer right away. You keep on. You keep on talking to him. You keep on praising him. You keep on worshiping him. You keep on spending time with him. And always remember one thing. Some answers only come by fasting and prayer. Some miracles only come by fasting and prayer. So sometimes you might have to fast. As the old people said, they had no problem turning their plate down. They would give it up. They thought it was more important to hear from the Lord than to feed their face. So we need to be mindful. Sometimes we must fast and pray. But always remember, God's lateness is not always a denial. It is not always a no, no. Well, I see my friend is on the line, so let me see if I can get her on this morning. She's a faithful friend. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Reverend Cephas. I just wanted to let you know I've been on the whole time, and I've truly enjoyed it this morning. That's what I've been waiting for, to be on when you first come on, so I could hear it in its entirety. But thank you for that, those scriptures this morning, and I will be reading further into them after we get off the air. So have a blessed day. Love you much. Just want to let you know.
Love you too. And so thankful that you're one of those faithful listeners, child. God's got a great blessing in store for you. So you continue to trust him. Continue to trust him.
I will. Trust in the Lord with all my heart.
That's right. I love you too, all right?
Okay. Love
Have
you
a blessed
much,
day because I know it's a little cold where we are.
Yes, it is.
Cold. Yes,
okay, love
stay
you.
Warm.
Okay. I will.
All right. Bye bye. Well, I thank the Lord for my sister. Her name is Portia. She's just a sweetheart. Sweetheart, been knowing her for a long, long time. We started out together as little girls on the same street. And so we just blessed the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't live in the same city. Live in the same state. But God did something when he joined us together. We feel like sisters. So I'm grateful to God today. But as I was saying earlier, God's lateness is not always a denial. It is not always a no. He's not saying no. He's saying wait on him and continue to seek him. He will leave a blessing behind. He will turn things around. When we don't understand it, when we don't understand it, we don't have the wisdom to understand it. But we continue to trust in him. Hallelujah. He's the only one can work it out. I don't care what you stand in need of today. He can work it out. And you know, when it's necessary, he will tell you what to do in order that you might receive your blessing. So be ready to receive your blessing in Jesus' name. Well, I love you today, and I thank you for the time that we have spent together. Hallelujah. God is so good to us. He's an awesome God. And I thank him, I thank him, I thank him for all of his goodness, all of his mercy, not only to me, but to all of my family members, all of my church family members, and all of you, my brothers and sisters, wherever you are today, I love you, and I want you to know that God loves you with an everlasting love. Well, let us have a closing prayer, and after closing prayer, I hope you'll join me again next Wednesday morning at 6 a.m., but if possible, make sure you go to church on Sunday. If that's where you worship and the church is open, go and worship the Lord in the spirit of holiness and in the presence of Jesus the Christ. Let us pray. Father, we thank you, O God, for what has happened this day. We thank you, O God, that you showed up and you showed up mighty and strong. Thank you, Lord, for encouraging each of us that you, Master, has not forgotten about us. We thank you and we bless the name of Jesus. God, we look forward to the healing. We look forward to the deliverance. We look forward, God, to miracles in our lives. We pray for the sick today, God, asking you, my Father, to visit them, O God, with your healing presence. And those whose hearts are broken, heal them, O God, in the name of Jesus. And for that family that's in trouble, Father, we pray, O God, that you would unite them in love. Help them to forgive one another in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, we pray for this world that we live in. There's so much trouble around us, God, so much hate, so much evil, Father. May the love of God, may the love of God touch the hearts of cold people, Master, and bring about a change that we might live in peace and in harmony with one another. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, I hope you'll be with me next Wednesday at 6 a.m. If you're in a cold area, wrap up and stay warm. Don't go out unless you have to. And if you're in a warm area, enjoy the weather. Hallelujah. And be safe. The Lord is my life and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life.